Yeah, James. So basically, the deal with Cosby is you want to talk about Tip Top. If anybody as a TV star could have a Tip Top persona, it's Bill Cosby. I mean, he was the all-American dad for, I mean, the show was on for, maybe 10 years, 6 years, and then like 5 years, another show. But it was in reruns for, 30, 40 years. I mean, it was just the number one show forever. Like, everybody watched the Cosby Show. Everybody looked up to him and thought of him as Dr. Cliff Huxtable, probably more than almost any other sitcom out there. I mean, Justin, would you think you'd probably tend to agree with that, right? Or close to,
Oh yeah, no. I mean, there's really no bigger '80s icon than Cosby. You know what I mean? '80s, early '90s. You know, I mean,
He was gonna
he
buy
was,
NBC. That's the type of how big that guy is.
yeah. No,
Yeah,
no
he was
doubt
gonna buy
about
it.
it. Yeah, no, we're looking at on the levels of, not Michael Jackson, but the next tier below, below him. You know what I mean? As far as I mean, he's obviously a more than a household name. I mean, everybody and their mother knows who Bill Cosby is, obviously. It's
Yeah,
Well, I mean,
absolutely. So
he
the
didn't have the scandals that Michael Jackson had, though, did he?
well, apparently now he did.
Well, I mean, up to this point, I mean, MJ had scandals like for
No,
20 years,
absolutely
and
no scandals, James. Anybody would be shocked. And that's part of the thing of it. So people want to say, it's glad you made that point. People want to say, well, why didn't any of these people come forward till now? Well, see, that's where I have a problem with this. People did come forward, okay? And this, because of his reputation, got pushed under the rug.
He's paid what at least two or three women off, correct? As far as with lawsuits
I
and
know for
whatnot.
sure he settled with. I know for sure he settled with one out of court in like 2005. I don't know about two or three. I'm not doubting it. I know one for sure, 100%. And let me tell you something. If you're a big shot, right? A lot of things you take on the chin. You just pay it. You get rid of the problem. But you do not take a rape charge on the chin and just pay it and settle it out of court and look guilty in the process. Okay? You can say, okay, settling out of court doesn't admit guilt. No, it doesn't. But yeah, a little bit in the court of public opinion, it does. And you know what? If somebody accuses you of rape and you're Bill fucking Cosby, you can get the best lawyers in the goddamn world and you fight that to the end. You sue the person making up these charges against you because that's something that can ruin your life and ruin your career.
Right,
You don't
that's
just
LaBelle, right.
sit back. And did you guys hear what he said when he was interviewed on the AP recently? They interviewed him just recently after these allegations resurfaced, and he actually, after they asked him the question, and he did like the I'm sure you guys know how he did basically like a no comment type thing. He basically didn't answer
Yes.
any of their questions. Well,
Yeah,
when the cameras went off, he was still recording, and he asked them, like vehemently asked them, to delete the part where they just asked him the questions and he didn't answer. And he started to question the integrity of the Associated Press reporter due to the fact that he was asking Cosby these questions. That's his job to ask him these questions. That's his job. You know what I'm saying?
right. Right. No, of course. Obviously, yeah, that's what the media is supposed to do, is ask these tough questions, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to question the AP's integrity for many other reasons, but we're not going to question it because they're asking Bill Cosby the questions that deserve to be asked. You know what I mean? And he was really, really rude and brazen about it. I'm going to actually play it real quick. It's just a little, like, it's like a minute long. I'm going to start in the middle so people don't have to listen to the whole thing. You guys have probably seen parts of the interview. It's the Bill Cosby AP interview. It's the only interview he's kind of done since all this has come out. And they ask him about it, and he says, "We're not going to talk about that right now. We're not going to talk about that." You've probably seen that, but when the cameras went off, there's on the video that has just surfaced. They decided to release it. He basically demanded that they don't release it. I'm going to play some audio from that right now. Have a listen.
Phones.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Now, can I get something from you
What's that?
that none of that will be shown?
I can't promise that myself, but you didn't say anything
I know I didn't
since.
say anything. But I'm asking your integrity that since I didn't want to say anything, but I did answer you in terms of I don't want to say anything, of what value will it have?
I don't think it will
Ma'am,
have
what'd you say?
Sorry.
What did you say?
I don't think it has any value either.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate it if it was scuttled.
I hear you. I will tell that to my editors, and I think that they will understand.
Well, I think if you want to consider yourself to be serious,
mm-hmm.
that it will not appear anywhere.
Okay. I appreciate what you've asked.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we thought, by the way, because it was AP, that it wouldn't be necessary to go over that question with you.
And we haven't written about this at all in the past 2 months, but they want, you know, my boss is wanting me to ask. And
if you will just tell your boss, the reason why we didn't say that up front was because we thought that AP had the integrity to not ask.
And one other point on that, the one of the three major TV writers for the AP in Los Angeles called me up and asked me.
So, and there's a little more of it. I'll post the link so you guys can hear it after. But do you guys believe the nerve of that guy? Do you hear what he's saying to the guys, the reporter? He's like, if you don't want people to question your integrity, you won't go forward with putting that on the air.
Right, right. Yeah, it's pretty much just saying, you know, I'm you know, bigger than you type thing, and
the meaning of reporter.
Uh-huh.
And who is he to call into question AP for asking him the question? What kind of journalistic responsibility would they be upholding if they didn't ask him the questions about the rape allegations that are floating? Now back to the allegations, okay? So, like I said, we had people that brought it up, and it got pushed under the rug. As a matter of fact, the one woman that did take the settlement, she didn't try to go just after him for the money, which is what people who don't research things, which look at things on the surface will say. They'll say, oh, she just must be a gold digger or something. No, she brought it to the DA. The DA would not go forward with the case. He would not go forward with the case. So, yeah, afterwards, she took a payout. She did what she could, whatever. I would have done the same goddamn thing if justice wouldn't be served. So she brought it up. And it got pushed under the rug. And the other thing is, I'm sure you guys have all heard the Spanish Fly video. We're not going to play that right now. Maybe we'll play that later on one of the breaks, because I'm not just going to sit here and keep playing audio. It gets a little boring. So the same year as the first allegations, 1969, I'll dig up the woman's name in a second. I have a whole bunch of notes here in front of me. The same year as the first allegations, okay, Bill Cosby, on one of his comedy tours and ended up on one of his comedy records, he has a whole skit about Spanish Fly, giving girls a Spanish Fly. And if you know what Spanish Fly is like an aphrodisiac. You either drop it in a drink or it is a drink. I'm not really sure. Justin, do you know the difference?
Well, I believe the urban legend of it is, yes, it was an aphrodisiac. I don't believe it was a drink. I believe it was something derived from whether it's a plant or even an insect or something like that. I've got different you know, hits on Google or whatever from that. But yeah, the basic thing is that it would make you know, people have their sex urge would increase their sex drive.
It's basically borderline. It's basically exactly what his MO was for all these women. Now you have 19 different women now that have all come out.
He was more roofying them, like, you know, to be knocked out.
I'm not saying it's the exact same thing, but yeah, we're talking about giving them something to make them want sex and take away their awareness.
Right, I mean, either way, we're talking about him messing with somebody's drink, which, you know, he didn't say he was just going to get, you know, he's pretty much, I believe, in the
he was talking about being, like, in a nightclub or a bar, and he was like, look at that, all those girls over there in that corner. If I had some Spanish Fly, I go, like, that corner up. Talks about going to Spain and looking for Spanish Fly. He wasn't going there just for it, but his work wanted to go there, and he was all excited because he could go there and look for Spanish Fly. And this guy, in the same year, gets accused of raping this woman and basically doing the same thing, putting a drug in her drink and sexually assaulting her. And then it happens over and over and over and over again. Now, I don't know if this is true, you know? I don't know. But people need to just take away the emotional attachment of Bill Cosby. He's not the same guy you see on TV. I'm not saying he did this. I'm not saying he's a monster. Whatever he is, he's not the same guy that you see on TV. Now, the other thing that I think lends a little credibility to this, now, I don't personally need a celebrity to say anything to give it credibility. Like, I don't need the Russell Brands of the world, the Charlie Sheens. You know what I mean? I don't need these people to verify the way that I feel about something. But I do find it kind of telling that Lou Ferrigno's wife has come out and accused Bill Cosby of this, because Lou Ferrigno, although he's no Bill Cosby, he's a star. Everybody knows who he is, the guy with the Incredible Hulk. I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think he would allow his wife to have him and his name attached to a lie about Bill Cosby raping her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. I mean, I would also have to know, I mean, how he's doing, you know, financially right now, and also, you know, I mean, and also where, you know, his allegiance, because, I mean, you know, here's my thing. I think I'm like 80% thinking, you know, that this guy did it, but the back of my mind, there is the 20% thing that, you know, yeah, he may have been a scumbag, but the 20% thing of maybe, you know, he's being set up and brought down for whatever reason, and it could even just be, you know, part of the thing as a major distraction for whatever reason as well. You know, I really don't know. I mean, you know, the other thing is also, too, the only thing that makes me wonder, too, on that 20% side is, you know, we hear so much from the feminists about this rape culture and, you know, what better way to bring it than to come out with some well-respected guy like that, you know, who's, you know, supposedly raped at least, you know, 19 women. And, you know what I mean? So obviously, you know, we always have to look at all sides of the all sides of it. But, yeah, you know, it definitely makes you wonder. I mean, he seems guilty in his actions, at least in the way he's done it. But, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, just like Michael Jackson, when he got to, like, the third kid or whatever, it seemed like at that point they were just like,
never really knew with Jackson. To me, I had no closure. I was never 100% sure whether he did or he didn't, you know?
Right. I mean, you know. Well,
but I'm going to go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, with him, you know, I definitely think there was definitely some inappropriate stuff, whether he was, you know, actually fondling these kids or whatever. I mean, just in general, his actions, you know, as far as Jackson, were definitely inappropriate. Just depends on you know, how inappropriate he brought it. But, you know, just having, you know, young boys sleep in your bed at that age isn't right or normal or, you know, obviously. But
James Sloan.
Yeah. Hello?
Can you hear me, James?
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on Cosby? What do you think? You're awful quiet over there. I mean, first of all, is it even a big story in New Zealand? I'm thinking it must be. He's a worldwide celebrity.
It's about moderate. It doesn't seem to be as big down here as it should be, or as it otherwise might be. Yeah, although, I mean, I haven't been watching too much of the mainstream stuff. I mean, it's there in the news, it's there in the headlines, there or thereabouts, but it's difficult to know what to make of it. I mean, I sort of concur with what Justin said.
To give you an idea of how big it is, of how big he is, I mean, he is, during the 80s and 90s, I mean, he would be as big as maybe Michael Jordan. I mean, he's that big.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a different field, but yeah, as far as I guess you had sort of MJ, the two MJs in the arts and the sport, and I guess you had Bill Cosby probably in the arts.
He's on that level. Yeah, he's on that level.
I never thought of the feminist angle that Justin brought up. Of course, we're going to talk later about the Ferguson thing. A lot of people were saying on YouTube they thought this was a distraction from that, although it obviously hasn't worked because the media are pushing the Ferguson thing too, so maybe that's not a credible angle, but...
Two very big stories just fell into our lap here. I mean, well, the Ferguson thing has been going on for a while. I got to admit, I should have paid more attention in the beginning, and I didn't really get on it until this week, but we're going to definitely touch on a lot of that after. But, going back to you, in New Zealand, you say it's just kind of moderate coverage of it. Do a lot of people, how about your parents and stuff? Do your parents have a better idea of who Bill Cosby is? Do they have opinions on it, people of their generation?
Well, everyone knows who he is, but I mean, yeah, it hasn't really been like a massive story down here. Certainly not nearly as big as the Michael Jackson stuff was. The Ferguson stuff's getting more coverage here, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, what I'm going to do for everybody is I'm going to play that video real quick. It's only 2 minutes. I want people to hear it. I'm assuming most people heard it, but I know that some people definitely didn't hear it. And before we keep talking about it and referring back to it, I'll leave people wondering, I might as well just play it. It's 2 minutes. It's Bill Cosby, 1969. This is what we're going to call the Spanish Fly video. This is when he is in the club and he is glorifying it. And let me just give me 1 second. I have to bring it up. Sorry about that. I wasn't planning on playing it this soon. Okay, I got it. Sorry about that, guys. And Bill Cosby, Spanish Fly. Listen to him joking about drinking girls' drinks so they can have sex. That's what it does to them.
Start talking about weird things. No, really. Stand on a corner. You know anything about Spanish Fly? What? Spanish Fly. It always happens when you're 13. Only when you're 13 on up to, like, when you get married. Guys stand around and talk about Spanish Fly, and it never starts with one of the guys on the corner. It's always some strange 13-year-old that says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man. She... Yeah, Spanish, oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish Fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl, well, she has no Spanish Fly, boy. Go to a party, see 5 girls standing alone. Boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish Fly, I'd light that corner up over there. So I thought it only existed in Philadelphia, you know, and I'm working on I Spy, and Bob and I are working together. Sheldon Leonard comes up, says, boys, I Spy is going to Spain. A childhood dream come true. I said to Bob, you know, because he don't know nothing about it. I said, hey, Bob, you know what I'm going to pick up when I'm in Spain? He said, Spanish Fly. I said, wait a minute, man. How'd you know about it? He said, are you kidding? There's a girl in my neighborhood in Berkeley. Her name's Crazy Mary. We gave her some drugs. And every time he told me a story, I had heard it. Every time I told him a story, he had heard it. We all knew the same story. So I figured there's got to be a guy about 2,000 years old that looks 13 going around the world. You guys know anything about Spanish Fly? So Bob and I, man, we're just singing, going to get some Spanish Fly. Spanish Fly, love it, love it. And we're riding on the plane, Spanish Fly, Spanish Fly. And we're getting to go through customs. This is the land of Spanish Fly. Spanish Fly. We get in the cab, Ryan, the driver. Bob says, ask this guy if he knows where we can get some Spanish Fly. I said, you don't ask the cab driver. No, ask the cab driver. He may know, man. Driver, say, senor. Listen, you Spanish? Si, senor, you American?
Yes.
You come from America?
Yes.
You could tell me maybe you brought with you some American fly?
All right, everybody, and there you have it. So, I don't know, that doesn't look very good going along with the accusations that are against him. I'm not saying the guy is guilty. I'm just saying that doesn't look very good. He's actually making jokes, glorifying it. I mean, who glorifies having to give girls something to get them messed up in order to have sex with them? I mean, I don't know. And a lot of their stories are very consistent. I know what people say. Some people say they could be making it up or they could be going off each other's stories. I don't know. I just find some very, very consistent things in all the stories that, you know, not exact copycats of each other, but just things about his patented behavior that, I don't know. I can't give the guy the benefit of the doubt right now. I tend to think that he's guilty. I'm not saying he is. Well, that's my opinion.
I have another theory, too, I mean, it's not really a theory, but my own thing makes me think that, you know, most of them are probably telling the truth, and there may be a bunch of others that we don't know about. And then some of the other ones, maybe some of the attention whores are full of shit, though. Like, you know, I'm just, I don't mean to single out one of them, but like that Janice Dickinson one, she, you know, people like that, that people that have been involved in reality TV, not saying that, you know, she's necessarily a liar, but it wouldn't surprise me for somebody like that just to get in the limelight or just to, you know, get their name out there again, you know. I don't know, just a thought I've had seeing some of these people. But
Some of the things people bring up, Justin, a lot of them are like, well, the statute of limitations has run out. Well, you know what? So many people on Facebook think they are lawyers. They think they are doctors. Now, we know that those fields are full of a lot of bullshit. But there's a reason some of those people do are in the positions they have, because they do know a little more than some of us about some things. The statute of limitations is not the same in every state and has not expired on all the cases. There are a few that definitely haven't expired. The one in 2004 has not expired because the statute of limitations on that one was 15 years, I believe. Massachusetts, I think, is 16 years. California is 10. New York has a lifetime. There's no statute of limitation on rape. There's a couple other states where some of these people are from where there's different degrees of rape. I don't know what constitutes first degree rape, second degree rape, but some have a lifetime, some have a 10-year, some have a 15-year. It all varies. For the most part, yes. For the most part, most of them are beyond that. But you know what? It only takes one case of him being found guilty of rape, if that's what he really did, to get him put away, and everybody else can open a civil suit. There's nothing stopping them from opening a civil suit. I'm sure if at least one of them is able to get him and get him put behind bars, and the rest of them sue him collectively, they'll take that as a win.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, is you don't even necessarily have to put him behind bars, but he's essentially, you know,
They'll ruin him, and they'll be happy about that.
Right, he's been ruined. He had a sitcom that was supposed to come out.
Yep.
You know, it was
great. And reruns on Cartoon TV Land, reruns of the old show. You get big money for that.
Yep. Oh yeah. Well, you know, this new one was by NBC, of course, and he was supposed to play a grandfather or whatever. You know, similar to his old role, I guess, kind of like a spinoff. But you know, so I mean, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, hey, here's another thing, too. I'm sure they probably have stuff like this on every Hollywood celebrity. I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, let's be real, you can't make it in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, because they're not going to let you get this big, powerful voice where you could come out and speak bad about them and have people actually listen unless they have some dirt on you to control
right.
you.
It's just like politicians, and the fact of the matter is, you know, almost every actor and politician is, you know, back in the day, especially before being gay was, you know, was okay. I'm not saying it's not okay, but back then it was really taboo. But back then, you know, if you were gay, or even now, if you're in the closet gay, it's something they could hold over your head, you know, or being, you know, a pedophile or some other type of pervert, you know, they have you, you know, already have it, you know, it's very easy to say, well, hey, all we have to do is come out, you know, 10 years down the line with this stuff. So, I mean, you know, everybody pretty much in Hollywood has sold their soul at some point or another anyway. And I think it's the whole culture of it. And if we look into it, I'm sure somebody like him is probably very into the occult. You know, I don't see a guy like him, you know, actually being able to go that long, you know, in there without being, you know, it's
he was a pioneer, Justin. He was the first black man to have like a lead role on television.
Sure.
There were other hosts like supporting actors and stuff, but from everything I've read, you know, and I wasn't, you know, even alive at the time, but when he first started on that I Spy and he starred on that, that was the first role that a black man had in the United States as the lead actor on a TV show.
What about was Sanford and Son? Was Red Fox considered the lead there, or maybe
I think that was after
was
though. I think that show came out after.
Sure,
because Sanford and Son, I would think, came out in the '70s at the earliest.
Yeah, that's true. I Spy was what, the 69.
It was like 69ish, I think, maybe a little earlier. You know, I'm not going to be doing the case in respect if I don't read off the people who have accused him. Now, like Justin said, now let me get something straight, guys. I'm not saying I even know what happened here. We haven't put the time into this that we have some of the other things because it's a new story. So just like you, you're going to give us some slack, either my early thoughts, either Justin's early thoughts, James, this is James' early thoughts, even though James is a little quiet over there tonight. But yeah, I'm can easily change my mind if more things come. Of course he could be being set up by Hollywood. I saw a lot of that in the chat. I'll never, ever, ever rule that out. The things that Justin is saying about that make perfect sense to me. I think that they do that sometimes. It's just right now, the evidence, the testimony is being consistent, and the way he's acting, and, you know, erase that. I don't want to hear how people said I said this. And it just, and then the Spanish fly thing and the timing of that as the first year of the allegations, and it just doesn't look good to me right now. But I'm not going to go around saying Bill Cosby's guilty. If I had to guess right now, I would say he's guilty. But whatever you guys have, if you have information that might make me change my mind or help me put more concrete that he is guilty, either way, you know, always throw it our way. I'll always look at it, you know. I just don't know yet. But let's go through the names real quick. I won't read all the allegations because that'll just be long and tedious. I'm not going to read 19 paragraphs. Michelle Covington, Andrea Konstad, Tamara Green, Beth Feria. I should read the years. So 2006, 2005, 2005, 2006. So these are all new ones. These are still under the statute of limitation in most of the states. I was under the impression that there was only kind of one new one. How about you, Justin? I thought 2005 there was one, but everything else was kind of older.
Did you
hear all these
know.
New ones? This is the first time I've heard of all these newer ones. Let's see. 1969. We got John Tarshis, that's the first one. Linda Jo Tratt, doesn't say the year, but it was a long time ago. 1982, Janice Dickinson. Is that the Lou Ferrigno's wife, Dickinson?
No, that's, she's, I don't know who her husband is or whatever, but I know she was on, one of those VH1 celebrity shows.
Jesus.
A few years back, yeah. So
I hate those shows. Those shows are...
Right.
Those shows show you, like, how pathetic America is right now. That was just summing it all up, right? Like, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians type shows. It's just like, this is your brain on absolute shit. I don't know. Anyways, here it is right here. Carla Ferrigno. An actress and wife of the Incredible Hulk star Lou Ferrigno told Rumor Fox on November 20th that in 1967, so this was actually earlier than the 1961, this was 69, this was 2 years before that one and 2 years before the Spanish Fly one, the Spanish Fly tape. This was just the, she didn't come out as early as the other one. The other one came out many years ago, 20 years ago, I heard. Louisa Moritz. That was in, doesn't say, she's 68 years old, though, so, 1971. Renita Chani Hill, 47, don't know when it happened. Michelle Hurd, Angela Leslie, 1992 in Las Vegas. Justin, I gotta say that this number of people is so high, I do think that some of these people are along for the ride.
Yeah, that was my opinion, you know, and who knows, I mean, there's probably more that we don't know of or that are dead or whatever else. And, you know, but some of these are probably along for the ride. You know, I mean, who knows? But,
yeah,
you know,
I think there's probably definitely some legit ones. Who are we to say the percentage? Is it half and half? Is it 75, 25? I don't know. There's got to be some that jump along and try to get the free ride, too. I mean, there's always people like that. Christina, Rail, Hooley, whatever, Victoria, Valentino, almost done. Joyce, Emons in the late 70s. Jewel Allison in the late 80s at his home. He assaulted her. Let's read this one. Jewel Allison, a former model, told the New York Daily News in a story that published November 24th that Cosby sexually assaulted her at his New York City home in the late 1980s. She says two of them were eating dinner at his Manhattan brownstone when she became disoriented after drinking wine he poured her. Cosby then led her in front of a mirror, telling her to look at her own face, then placed her hand on his genitals, Allison alleges. She says he then gave her a hard kiss before hailing her a taxi in which she vomited. He's done them to a few girls, supposedly, but he's taken their hand and put them on his member and made them jerk him off, basically.
On his member?
Yeah. Yeah, on his wiener. Last one. Donna Mutzinger. The New York Post, I won't even read it. 1971, drugged and raped. If we were to read them all, guys, it's drugged and raped, drugged and raped, drugged and raped, drugged and blacked out. Offered me a drink, had some drugs. Offered me a drink, offered me a pill, refused the pill, passed out. Offered me a drink, took the pill, said it would get rid of my cramps. He told girls that he had pills that would get rid of their cramps. What kind of guy walks around with Midol, whatever it is, to get rid of girls' period cramps? Like, seriously? One of them said he pulled up. I forget what type of car.
That's a real mangina white knight thing to do.
One of them is he pulled up in his, picture of fancy sports. I don't know. We'll just say a Rolls Royce. He pulls up in his Rolls Royce, all right? And he's picking the girl up for the date, and she gets in the car, and he just pulls out a briefcase, opens it, and he's got like 20, 30 different types of pills. What do you want? What do you need? I got it. Make you feel good. Release retention. Blah, blah, blah. There's a few of them where he's on top of them in a hotel room. A lot of them, he has promised them, like jobs, not promised them, but led them on to believe that they were doing an audition for him, or this was a good career move. You know, that type of shit. Basically using his power over them to get them in the sack. One girl's mother, and you can picture a lot of them were probably like this, basically enabled it. And when the girl came home crying, told her about her dad, Bill Cosby forced himself on her, and she was 17, which eliminates the statute of limitation pretty much in any state, if that state considered that a minor. She was 17, and she forced herself on her. She told her mother, and her mother basically said to her, these were her words on the interview, "Oh, maybe he'll take care of you now." Like, not, "Oh my God, I can't believe that monster raped you." No, he's got money. Maybe he'll take care of you now. Good thing you let him bust a nut inside you.
But, you know, that was like a comedian I heard on, that was last night. It's pretty much the same thing where he was talking about, you know, Michael Jackson and all the allegations. And it was like, yeah, you know, he was making a joke, but he was saying, I think if that was me, it'd be pretty cool. You know, all these other kids are coming into school showing off their new toys or whatever. And he's like, you know, well, I got molested by the King of Pop or whatever. You know, it's just the way that he said it. And it's, you know, it's sad that people's parents would, you know, go for that or whatever. But, you know, that's what an opportunistic world we're living in. And, you know, just like, I mean, sorry to get back to MJ, but very possible that a lot of the parents knew after the first allegations that they could easily get, you know, more if they let their kids stay the night over there or whatever. So, I mean, but yeah, get back to Cosby. I just wanted to inject a little somewhat humor or whatever.
No, that's good. I'm glad you're relating it to MJ, because these are the things I thought about, actually, when people brought up Cosby and people brought up both sides, you know, how could it be Cosby? Or then people brought up another side, oh, they won't go after him. Guys, remember this. Now, yeah, before you jump into the differences in character, we'll get to that. But just think about this. Mike Tyson, in his prime. Kobe Bryant, in his prime. Mike Tyson went to jail for 5 years, in his prime. Now, I know there's a whole different thing with his questionable character and his reputation at the time. It's a lot easier to pin a rape on Mike Tyson than Bill Cosby. I get that. I'm making the comparison because of how big of a star they are. And it's definitely fair to say that Mike Tyson in his prime is as big of a star as Bill Cosby. And they put him in jail for rape. So it's not, he's not untouchable if they do want to get him.
Real quick, I just wanted to touch on that. I think Tyson was totally innocent, in my opinion.
What do you guys think? Probably was. And if they can put him in, and he, as big as he was at the time, he had a few $100 million himself. He was on that level. Just think about the Biggie song. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, Action, you know what I'm saying? He's mentioned with those guys. Jordan, Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? He's right there. And he went to jail in the middle of his prime, ruined his boxing career, came back, was never the same guy. And he was unstoppable before he went in jail. And there's no doubt that affected him, besides the fact that it took 5 years out of his prime, and he was just an older fighter when he got out, and he was never the same. He fought a few stiffs to make him look good, and let's be honest, he didn't beat anybody good, and anybody good like Holyfield and Lennox Lewis that he fought, he lost, you know? And I love Tyson as much as the next guy, but at the end, he lost. He went to jail, and it ruined his career. That rape charge ruined his career. Now, if he didn't commit that, he's like Justin said, he believes he didn't. I don't know. I didn't look enough into it, but absolutely that could happen. You see how it can just ruin somebody's life? This guy could have went down. He had a chance to go down as the greatest boxer of all time. He'll never get that now. But if he didn't go to jail and he would have kept winning and he didn't bite this guy's ear and all this other stuff, he had a chance to challenge Muhammad Ali for that. I'm not saying that he is Muhammad Ali, or Muhammad Ali is the greatest. I'm saying he had a chance to challenge him for that if A, B, C, D, and E didn't happen. But it was a chain of events that started by him getting the rape charge. What do you think about that, Justin? It ruined him, right?
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm not saying he's Ali, but I mean, he would be in the conversation if his career didn't take a nosedive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some people do put him in the conversation now, but...
Go ahead.
I mean, that's usually the hypothetical dream match that everyone comes up with. Tyson Ali, that's usually the... But yeah, he... I think it's probably quite likely he was innocent. It's definitely not... I think he took a stand in his defense, actually, and I don't think he came across well. But, yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, we're talking about the hardest crime to prove. I mean, that's why when people start talking about the death penalty for rape, I mean, I shut off, you know.
I don't agree with the death penalty for anything, because evidence can come out later. Yeah. And I honestly would rather have people serve their punishment than get off easy with the death penalty.
Oh, of course, absolutely. I'm
in any crime.
Death penalty too,
in any crime.
Yeah, absolutely, but yeah. especially for rape, the burden of proof is far too high. But,
speaking about that, James, what is your opinion on, you know, so many years have gone by now, and how hard it's going to be for any of these people to prove that Cosby did this, you know, as far as forensic-wise? It's impossible now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, forensically, it's impossible to prove a rape anyway, because...
Yeah. Unless somebody collected his sperm or whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean his sperm at the crime scene, stuff like that.
Yeah, but even then, it's not, because if that only works if you're saying you never had sex with her. If your argument is you had consensual sex and she's saying it wasn't, you can't prove rape for it.
You're right.
I mean, you could possibly How do you prove it's not rough sex, too? You know, you rape really is an impossible crime to prove. I mean, there's no...
Right, so let's go back to the comparison now. Let's go back to Tyson, and let's go back to Muhammad Ali and Michael Jackson. Now we're talking about Bill Cosby. This is a guy of the same ilk. That is how much of a celebrity this guy is. But he can still get the rape charge. These people could still ruin him. That's why I'm not going to go around saying this guy definitely raped these people. You guys are just all my people. You guys are my friends, and you guys are our listeners, and you guys come to hear our opinion. My opinion is he probably did it, but I am definitely not off the fence. I mean, you know, I'm just leaning a little bit. He could be set up. He could have done it. He could get charged. He could have done it, and he could get off. I mean, he's got how many hundreds of millions of dollars? The guy was going to buy NBC. In the 90s, you know what kind of money you have to buy NBC, like yourself, like not part of a big partnership with 25 years? Like, he's got to have $1 billion or something. I mean, that's a lot of money to do something like that.
That's Cosby.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say on it, really. I think we've covered most of the, I don't know, James, you're getting even a little quiet. I know the floor is a little small there, so it's understandable. Is there anything you want to touch on Cosby before we hit a quick break and come back and talk about Ferguson and that whole scenario?
Well, it's probably not. I mean, the story's going to develop, and I guess we'll do more shows. But, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned something before. You were talking about second-degree rape. It just sounds so feminist. Like,
oh, it sounds so ridiculous, doesn't it? It's like, I don't know what the difference is between first.
Is that actually on your stats, on your books there, second-degree rape?
No, it's really on the... I went to the... I don't know what website it was. It looked very official. It was both Massachusetts law and a few other laws. It was for rape cases and rape victims to go look up these laws. And there was literally states that had first degree and second degree rape with different lengths of time.
I guess that's if you had too much to drink and you woke up the next morning and you decided, or you said.
Well, that may be actually downgraded to a second-degree sexual assault, James, in that case. So we have that whole envelope, too.
Maybe but maybe what you said before about he said to them, he pressured them and said, oh, it's a good career move or whatever. Maybe he put adverse pressure on, and even though they consented, maybe that's second degree sexual assault. I think the family.
Well, imagine being the victim and you go to prosecute this guy and the DA or whoever tells you, okay, well, we're going to get him, but we can only get him on second degree rape. Well, what the fuck do you mean second degree rape? This guy ruined my life, raped me. I have nightmares. He violated me. This is first degree, whatever it is. It ain't second degree rape. What's the difference? What do you mean, that's not so evil with the rape that makes it a fucking second degree rape?
I know, it's not like with murder where you have manslaughter and accidental death. I mean, you know,
yeah, that's different.
Rape.
What is it? Is it like a planned rape and a rape that just happens to happen? Is that what it is? Like murder and manslaughter? I mean, murder and second degree murder and first degree murder? Is that what we're talking here? An unplanned rape and a rape that just happened to slip and happen? You know, because that happens all the time.
It'll be like second degree kissing soon or whatever. I don't know.
Did you hear the dickhead on CNN that asked the victim why she didn't think about biting his prick off?
Can I ask you this? Because
no.
Did you hear him? Oh, I'm going to play it right now. It's only 50 seconds. This tool bag, his name is Don Lemon. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's a CNN anchor, okay? He's on CNN. It says CNN Tonight, looks like the show. He's interviewing one of the victims, and she's talking about, you know, because she got forced to have a lot of sex with him. And the guy asks her, did you ever think about, you know, you could have done something to stop it, like biting it off or what? I forget how he was. It was just so wrong. Like, it's almost like blaming the victim is the way I looked at it. Maybe people will look at it as harsh. Even if it's not blaming the victim, that's a pretty rude freaking question to ask her. How the hell are you going to ask her that? I was kind of offended. I'm going to play that right now.
What was the question real quick?
He asked her why she didn't do something to stop being raped, to stop giving Bill Cosby head, like why she didn't bite off his brick. He actually asked her that.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're being held down, though, if you're giving oral sex. I mean,
he's a big, strong guy. He had her by the back of the neck. He was holding her down. Holding her down by the back of her neck with his big hands. He's a big guy. I don't know,
yeah,
I took it offensively. I'll play it. You can hear it. Let's hear it. It's only 50 seconds.
And please, I don't mean to be crude, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know some of you, and you said this last night, that you lied to him and said, I have an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you rape me, or if you have intercourse
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
me, then you will probably get it and give it to your wife.
Right.
And you said he made you perform oral sex.
Right.
You know, there are ways not to perform oral sex if you want to do it.
I was kind of stoned at the time, mm-hmm. and quite honestly, that didn't even enter my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I wish it would have.
Right.
But
meaning the using of the teeth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, that's what I'm
as
thinking.
A weapon,
you're, yeah, I didn't even think of it.
Biting. So,
ouch.
Yes. I had to ask.
It didn't cross my mind.
I don't know. I thought that was a little out of place. Maybe it wasn't. She didn't seem to get as offended as I did, but I don't know. I wouldn't have asked her that.
I'm offended that you're offended.
I like that. You
I'm
like my comments that I like
that
yesterday. I like that you like that. I like that. I like that you like my voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me just look at my notes real quick on Cosby. We'll try and move. What do you guys think about Whoopi Goldberg? The way she's just going all out defending him right off the bat. I mean, do you think it's going too far? Do you think that's just her right? That's her opinion, and that's what she should do.
Well, I mean, I do think it's her. You know, nothing wrong with defending somebody if that's what you truly believe. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's definitely her right. I mean, you know, I mean,
it looks kind of like blind faith in Cosby to me, though. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, but either way, I mean, you know, you have that right as much as our media is controlled.
That's true. What if it's her turn, too, you know? If that was my turn, I'd stick up for him right off the bat, too, you know?
You have that right to be a dissenting voice as well, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that. I'm glad I brought it up because, you know what? I'd be defending my turn. Go ahead.
In her defense, she's also defended, I think she's like against feminism. She's defended like that video of the guy in the subway that like in the guy hits the woman, like she came out and said
yeah.
she deserved to be hit and stuff. So I think she sees through some of that feminist propaganda, and maybe she's just got to, you know, be in a bonnet or something. I don't know, but Well, I mean, people are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but I'm not sure in the public opinion that's always the case these days. But
yeah,
everybody's judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, anybody that's listening that's a big policy guy doesn't really hear me off and probably thinks I'm out here crucifying the guys. What I'm going to do before we close out Cosby is I'm going to show you a little bit of the other side that I presented to people. This is a woman that has come out, and she says she was paid to set Bill Cosby out, set him up. And I'll read a little bit of it, and I'll throw the link in the chat for you guys. You guys can finish reading it after. It's, you know, it's a page or two or whatever. It's too long for me to read the whole thing on the air right now. Let me just go over some of the points of it. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the page to load. Yeah, she says, there's the main points. She sent a mail to FYM, whatever that is. They reference it later, I forget. In 82, she had a photographer. The photographer was contacted by a casting agent. The photographer's name was Joyce. I was told to meet the client at the Ritz-Carlton for lunch in New York in the summer of 82. This client wanted to talk to me about a film project. I arrived at the Ritz-Carlton at 11:30 a.m. Two male clients arrived, a Caucasian male and an Asian male, 30s and 50s, those are their ages. They indicated that I'd be perfect for a job. They told me it paid $5,000 cash. I thought that was strange. Who pays $5,000 cash for a modeling job? The job was to meet Bill Cosby, and I was to try to seduce him. It would be a part of the script. I was confused by this job request. They told me I would be recording the session to see if I was successful and believable. My response to them, I would like to meet Mr. Cosby first and discuss the script. They said no, it wasn't necessary to meet him. They said it was a spontaneous casting call. I have never in my life heard of a spontaneous casting call. It's really long. She goes on and on and talks about it, and I think it's worth a read. What do you guys think about that? I mean, the thing I don't like about it, she don't put her name, doesn't give it the credibility that I think it really needs. At least attach a name to it. Don't just be a random person on this random website, which is this article that could be floated out by anybody, because that's what it could be. But it is well written. It doesn't mean really any shit, but it is well written, and it could be true. I mean, it's worth looking into. Her name is Wilhelmina. I'm going to throw it in the chat. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's, you know, it's par for the course. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know,
it's possible, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, oh, definitely possible, you know, I mean, it's not, obviously, it's, you know, like I said, it's stays along the theme of what you've been hearing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys in the chat, everybody that's listening, we're going to do in a minute, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to switch gears. We're going to get into the Ferguson stuff. Is there anything you guys want to talk about Cosby? Any points anybody wants to bring up about Cosby? Cosby only right now. If anybody wants to comment, call in and comment on Bill Cosby. Right now is the time. 978-656-1527 or Skype, The Real News Online. 978-656-1527 or Skype, The Real News Online if you want to talk about Bill Cosby. We got to just kind of organize the calls a little bit tonight so we're not all over the map. Next to Lindsay Ferguson.
Hashtag Bill Cosby touched me.
I put that earlier in the group. Bill Cosby raped me. I put the hashtag.
Bill Cosby memed me. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to bring that up.
Bring that up. Tell the story how this started, kind of, with the comedian and the mem. I got the comedian's clip, too. We can play it after.
Yeah, the comedian came out, you know, what's his name? Hannibal Buress. Okay, right. Hannibal Buress had been talking about it. So, I mean, this is, you know, allegations, they've been out for a while, and if you had done a Google search even a year ago before this had come out, you would find, you know, that a lot of these allegations had been out there. Well, Hannibal Buress, the one that resurrected it, within the past year or so, he'd been doing this act, and you know, in small clubs, and finally somebody picked it up or whatever, and you know, and reported that he said it, and so kind of got brought out to Gawker, you know, one of those, you know, websites that's always putting, you know, tabloid type stuff or what, you know, whatever's popular at the time there, type thing. So they reported it, and then I don't know, not too long after that, Cosby, you know, had already started getting some negative attention, but for some reason, his PR guy decided to, you know, put on his Twitter feed that, you know, they put up a picture and said, you know, hey, you know, make a meme out of Bill Cosby. And, of course, they were all nothing but, you know, rape jokes and everything else. And, you know, it's just, it's pretty silly that they would expect that to go off without a hitch, especially with, you know, the troll, the way that everybody's a troll nowadays. You know, it's pretty unfathomable that they couldn't think that would happen. Even if you didn't think it would be overtaken by them, that it would come up with a few of them. I mean, but Christ, we know Twitter is where every armchair activist and, you know, feminist nut and regular, you know, ball breaker and,
that's just,
you know,
a bad PR move, dude, like, to do that.
Yeah,
that reminds me of what the PR department did to the Patriots a few weeks ago. Did you see that when they got their 1 millionth Twitter follower? Did you see what happened?
No, what's that?
Okay, so the New England Patriots wanted to make a little thank you to everybody that was on that Twitter following thing because they were the first team to get 100 people following, 1 million people following them. So what they did is they had, like, an automated email from Twitter from the Patriots that thanked every one of their people. You know what I'm saying? And it posted, like, on their wall. And one of the people in his name, it was, like, I hate the N-word. You know what I'm saying? And so the Patriots, like, retweeted it out with a picture of a jersey with that name digitally on the back of it. It said, like, I hate and the N-word on the back of a Patriots jersey. And they tweeted it out.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? Yeah, so anyways, back to the Cosby thing. I was just saying that it's a bad PR move of social media. That's why I brought that up. I mean, what the hell were they thinking? You're a PR department. You got to know how to deal with social media these days. You cannot be ignorant to it. It's sadly to say, it runs the world in some ways. People can't even do any. How much has job productivity dropped at different people's jobs since Facebook and all this? I have people I know that they work on different road crews and shit, right? These mofos are at work all day, and all you see on Facebook is pictures of them flexing at work and stuff. They're taking pictures all day, and they're supposed to be working. All day, they're posting pictures on Facebook. I see this along with every job. Nothing gets too off course, but I mean, I drive down the street, I see cops supposed to be directing traffic, nope, they're on their phone. Everywhere I go to Dunkin's, get a coffee, nope, people are on their phone. It's like, wow, man, it's crazy. But anyway, Cosby with the meme thing, it went horribly wrong. The comedian, how do you say it? Meme? I used to call it a meme.
I've said meme. Jim and Cy Girl corrected us in the chat and said it's meme, it rhymes with steam and stream, so, I'll take their word for it because it comes from memetic. So either way, yeah, we'll take their word for it.
We'll go with memes. James, have you heard the audio that made these charges resurface lately? What did he say?
He said,
Yeah, that's a thought. All right, I'm gonna play it. What this is, guys, this is that comedian we told you about. I guess he's been joking about this for a while. It really got brought back to light in the last month or so. He was on tour or whatever, and he brought up Bill Cosby being a rapist as part of his routine. It caused a controversy, and around the same time, Bill's PR team thought it would be a good idea to have people do his meme and put a caption on his picture on the internet, and there were basically pictures everywhere talking about him being a rapist. That's basically the sum of it, and that's what brought all this back out to light. But without further ado, I am going to play that right now. Once I find it. Here it is. Sorry about that, guys. You got a million windows to run this show.
Persona that I hate. Just get some TV. Pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, it was rape women, Bill Cosby, so kind of brings it down a couple notches. I don't curse on stage. But yeah, you're a rapist, so. techie saying lots of motherfuckers on Bill Cosby himself if you weren't a rapist. I don't know why, what I'm doing about telling you. I guess I wanted to at least make it weird for when you watch Cosby Show reruns. Dude's image, for the most part, is fucking public Teflon image. I've done this bit on stage, and people don't.
Hello.
I'm sorry, hello. I was muted. I'm sorry, I was muted. Guys, what I did is I stopped because the audio quality was crap. I'm just going to read it real quick. 13, Burris said, referring to the number of accusers reported in a piece from Gawker. It's even worse because Bill Cosby has the fucking smuggest old black man public persona that I hate. He gets on TV. Pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, but you rape women, Bill Cosby. So turn the crazy down a couple notches. I don't curse on stage. Yeah, you're a rapist, so.
He's the one, isn't he, that said that black people need to, like, stop blaming whites for their problems and stuff. Is that what that's a reference to?
I don't know if he said that. The reference is because he's telling black people not to swear. He's called people like Chris Rock and others and told them they shouldn't be swearing on stage.
Eddie Murphy, too.
Right. Right.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, remember Eddie Murphy?
Yep. About Cosby. No, he was very he was very self-righteous about that. Just because he didn't swear, he felt that none of these other comedians should swear or whatever. And in the community of comedians, he lost a lot of respect for that, just for coming out and saying that. Because of course, yeah, he had this this great deal with NBC to have this family show and everything, but these other guys that are keeping it real or whatever, and obviously he's coming out and blasting them. And to me, Richard Pryor is one of the funniest men of all time. Eddie Murphy in his prime as well too, before he was playing Dr. Doolittle and everything. Carlin, those guys are legends. Cosby is funny, but not on those guys' level.
Well, Wolfie didn't have
him. Are you speaking Maori, James?
Yeah, James, you're breaking up. Say that again.
He ripped into Cosby, didn't he?
He raped into Cosby?
Ripped into, like he did a...
Yeah. Who did your earliest words got cut out there?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, yeah. No, he I believe he did. Yeah, I believe a few people have.
Everybody looked up to Cosby. They all, even though they mocked him, made fun of him, and made fun of him not letting people swear. They all looked at him as, like, the greatest, and they looked at Richard Pryor as the greatest, too, but he was, on a different level. He was all foul mouth and stuff, but Bill Cosby was considered the greatest comedian, in the whole country. I mean, if you include the acting and stuff, not just the stand, his records were a huge hit. His comedy specials, like Bill Cosby himself on HBO, every kid my age and the generation before us all memorized that. We all know that. That was a classic. He was as popular as you could be. He was, like they would say, he was Teflon. So you would think something like this won't stick, but it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. It's been lingering around for a while. Guys, what do you guys think about switching it up to Ferguson?
Yeah, I think that's where we should. I think that's the hot topic right now. I think that's definitely.
All right, so guys, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We're going to come back. And we're going to finish out. We're all done with Cosby. We're going to come back, and we are going to talk about everything that's going on in Ferguson. Michael Brown, Officer Wilson, the whole situation. We're going to talk about all of it from all different sides, from the witnesses' sides,